This chazar is echinet shabach ches chazar shagam rabbi yehuda mesechet kedushin daf lamed hey. Fact number the merger said that we can't use the fact that women are potter from the obligation to learn Torah to teach that women are potter from all mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs as shel man grama because the pasuk regarding learning Torah and the pasuk that women are potter from pidyon haben are shtei ksum abom ki echad and therefore they can't teach this principle regarding other mitzvahs. The gemara now asks that's only according to the view that when we have takas shtei psukim we can't learn out from to other places. However, according to the view that we can, why don't we learn from there to teach that women are potter from all mitzvahs even if they are not man grama? Rava said. Rav Acha by Yaakov taught the pasuk of Tefillin says Laman Tier Torah Hashem Beficha, and thereby compares all of Torah to Tefillin and teaches just as Tefillin is a mitzvah Shesh Man Grama and women are potter, so to all mitzvah Shesh Man Grama and women are potter. We can also then learn that if they're potter from mitzvah Shesh Man Grama, they must be chayiv mitzvah Shesh Loyas Man Grama. This is only valid according to the view that tefillin is taka a mitzvah shel man grama. However, according to the view that tefillin is not a mitzvah shel man grama, this pasuk should teach that women are potter from all mitzvahs even when they're not a zman grama. The Gemara says it's Rav Meir who says that tefillin is not zman grama. And Rav Meir also holds that matzah and hakil are two psukim to teach the same principle that women are chayiv and therefore can't teach to other places. The result being that in all other mitzvahs shel man grama, women would still be potter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we can learn from two psukim to other places, and also holds that tefillin is not considered to be a mitzvah seishas man grama, where do we learn that women are potter from mitzvah seishas man grama? And for the Gemara, the psukim of matzah, simcha, and hakel are three psukim that all teach the same principle, and even he agrees that when you have three psukim that teach you the same principle, you cannot learn out from there to other places. The Mishnah says v'chol mitzvos loisa se v'chulu. How do we know it's halacha? Rabbi Yehuda named Rav learned it from a pasuk that compares women to men regarding all punishments. Rabbi Eliezer Yeshiva taught us based on a pasuk that compares women to men for all monetary laws in the Torah. Chizki Yeshiva taught us based on a pasuk that compares the killing of a woman to the killing of a man for the death penalty. Mar says all these psukim are necessary. If we would only have the first pasuk, we would say only regarding punishments, women are treated the same because we want them to be able to get a kapara. If we would only have the second pasuk, we would say it's only regarding monetary matters that women are treated equal because these laws are needed to carry out daily living activities. If we'd only have the third pasuk, we would say that only their women are given the same status because regarding loss of life, the Torah is more stringent to have the killer be put to death. The Mishnah said, Chutz mibal takif, ubal tashos v'chulu. In fact, my women are not included in the Isra to become tameh because the pasuk says, emor l'kahanim b'nei arayin, men, not women. Why are they not included in the Isra of bal takim bal tashkis? The Mishnah said, the pasuk says, leisakifu pa'as roishchem, v'leisashkis es pa'as zikonecha. We dash in whoever is commanded not to destroy their beard, meaning men, are commanded in leisakifu. Those are, and those not commanded to destroy the beard, meaning women, are not commanded in leisakifu. How do we talk and know that women are not commanded to destroy the beard? Mar says either it's based on logic because they don't have a beard, or it's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says roishchem in the plural, but says zikonecha in the singular, and therefore teaches only one group is included in the isser of the beard, and so it must be men and not women. Freknumar Bryce says that if a woman does have a beard, it's considered to be a beard in all respects. Presumably, this means it's included in the isser to destroy the beard. Abaye said it can't mean to make it also to destroy it because we have gzeira shava on the word peas from the pasuk discussing kahanim and learned that the isser only applies to men based on that parsha beginning with the words bnei aron. Freknumar, if the words bnei aron are meant to include everything written in that parsha, why do we need gzeira shava to teach that it doesn't apply to women? Why don't we just say that if it doesn't apply to women who are kahanim and kahanim have more halachas, then surely it won't apply to regular women who have less halachas? So without the Gzeir Sheva, we would think that the words Bnei Aaron don't teach to exclude women from the entire Pasha, rather only from the immediate subject of the Pasuk. Fact number, we should say that even now the words Bnei Aaron only exclude women from the immediate Pasuk and the Gzeir Sheva is used for something else altogether. Let's say to teach that what would constitute an Usser cutting of the beard, meaning shaving with a razor, so which is for the Kahanim, so which would be the same Isser for cutting the beard for all people. Mar says the extra word of pe'as in the pasuk teaches that the gzeir shav is applied in two ways, to teach that only a razor is usur, and to teach that women are exempt. Frekt gemar, if a woman is not included in the isur of destroying a beard, what does the brice mean when it says that if a woman grows a beard, it has the status of a beard? Mazutra said it has the status of a beard for purposes of tzeras. Frekt gemar, the pasuk clearly says that if a woman has a beard, it has the status of a beard for tzeras, so we don't need a drasha for that. Mar says the brice means that for purposes of the tahara of the tzeras, the woman's beard is considered a beard, and she must go through the entire tahara process. In fact, my pshita, if it becomes tummy with tzaras, obviously she has to go through the tahara process for tzaras. And for the Gemara, when the pasuk speaks of tzaras, it says of a man and a woman on the head or on the beard. We would think that when it says on the beard, it only refers back to a man, not to a woman. The Braisa therefore teaches that the beard of a woman is a beard for purposes of Tsaras. Zogmar Vaita Isi taught that women are also potter from the Isser of Bali Karhu, making a bald spot on the head in mourning out of a velus. This is based on the passage that says, Bonim Atam Lashem Alekechem, Laisis Goydlu, Laisis Simu Karcha Benenechem, Lames, Ki Am Kodesh Atam Lashem Alekecha. The passage says, Bonim, teaching that the Isser of Karcha applies only to men, not to women. Zogmar, maybe the limit of Bonim refers back to the Isser of Laisis Goydlu, making cuts in a person's skin in mourning. But it says that the passage says, Ki Am Kodesh, which serves to include women in the Isser of Laisis Goydlu. Zogmar, so we have words to exclude women from an Isser and words to include the women. Why is that we choose to exclude them from Bayi Karcha and choose to include them in Laisis Goydlu? And for the more Laisis Goydlu applies anywhere on the body, and therefore more it's more inclusive, where Bali Karhu applies only on the head, and therefore it's less inclusive. In fact, maybe women should be excluded from both of these Isurim, and Ki'am Kodosh should only teach that women are included in the Isser of La Yisritu, making scratches in the skin by hand. And for tomorrow, Isi holds that Srita and Gedida are actually the same Isser.